Well, 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 we've made it to another Thursday. And you know the move on Thursdays. It's another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're continuing our series entitled Tug of War. Don't want you to miss a moment of it. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to not miss today's episode. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, and really grab those people you don't like. Don't forget that notebook, that iPad, and that laptop. You're really going to need to take notes today. Let's lock in. Let's get to work. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, thank you to all of you who listened to Tuesday's episode. Nobody else but me. Was a great episode to do. The response was absolutely amazing. If you have not listened to it, please, please take the time to listen to it. After you listen to this episode, of course. Secondly, for those of you, if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. We are almost at a year and 100 episodes of the 2-2 Podcast, and it's been exciting. And so I welcome you to all things 2-2 Podcast. There's going to be some amazing things happening in the future, and I can't wait to share those with you in the near and the near future. We'll share them soon. Speaking of which, we have hit a milestone. Still learning how to celebrate myself and celebrate the small victories. But we've officially hit 3,700 total plays on the 2-2 Podcast. Thank you all, guys. Thank you for all that you are, all that you continue to be to this show, to this platform. I don't take this for granted. I don't want to squander this at all, and don't plan to squander it. Don't want to squander it, and we're not going to do that at all, whatsoever. And I'm going to be like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. And I will continue to live by this mission. The mission of this 2-2 of this of the 2-2 Podcast, which is to be authentic, transparent, and informal. We just got to be real with ourselves. We're going to be real together. We're going to heal together. We're going to grow together. So again, thank you for all that you are and all that you continue to be to the 2-2 Podcast. God bless you. Appreciate you all. All right, let's get to work. So, what happens when your fiercest and biggest rival lies within your bloodline? What happens when the person that you would hope would support you the big, support you the most, and pray for you, and hold you accountable, instead takes a different route? What happens when the person you would hope would collaborate with you and celebrate you and love you unconditionally as you go through this journey to becoming what you're called to be instead takes a different route? See, there are two examples that I want to give about sibling rivalry. The first being the story of Joseph. Joseph, who was a dreamer. He was called to a greater purpose. He was called to be something amazing. Had some jealous brothers who wanted to kill him because they were tired of hearing about his dreams and about, you know, about his visions and about, how amazing and how great he was going to be. Instead of, nurturing him and, protecting the promise and protecting a call on his life, they decided to go down a route and be jealous. And ultimately, you know, at first they wanted to kill him. They wanted him gone. They wanted him dead. I'm getting somewhere, and you'll see in a minute when I give you the second example. But ultimately, they sold him into slavery. What they did was, because he was, they sold him to slavery, and they took his coat, because you hear about the coat of many colors. Excuse me. They hear about the coat of many colors. What they did was they took it, and they smeared blood on it. Took it back to his father and said that he had been killed by a wild animal. So they lied on him. They were plotting to kill him. They sold him into slavery. Your own bloodline. Again, I ask, what happens when your biggest and fiercest rival, your biggest and jealous, your biggest and your envious, the most envious person that you can be around, lies within your bloodline? Here's the second example, and this is what we're going to talk about today. The story of Cain and Abel. They were brothers. One tilled the land. The other raised animals. And there was always this fierce rivalry between the two. What was one-sided? You know, Abel was trying to do what he was called to do, and what, you know, what God instructed him to do, and Abel was just trying to do it on his own. But one day, they made sacrifices, and for some reason, one was favored by the other. And you, if you know the story, you know what happens next. Cain is filled with rage and anger, and vitriol, and decides to kill his brother, and is forced to wander the earth for the rest of his life. Today we're talking about the Cain complex. The Cain complex. What is the Cain complex, you ask? Well, here's a definition for it. The Cain complex is characterized by rivalry, competition, and extreme jealousy or envy leading to hatred. Again, if you're writing this down, the Cain complex, the definition of the Cain complex is characterized by rivalry, competition, extreme jealousy, envy, and it often leads to hatred. I just want to reach into your world for just a second. How many people can sit here and say, as they're listening to this show, you may be sitting by that family member who has hated on you. You may be sitting around that family member that's hating, that has been filled with hatred and jealousy, because you are called to a greater purpose that doesn't involve sitting around and gossiping. I talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. How many people can say that they've had some people around them within their own bloodline, whether it's a brother, whether it's a sister, whether it's an uncle, an aunt, a cousin? How many people can sit here and say that they've been around people who show a horrible example of having Cain complex, who show that they have the Cain complex? They show that they hate everything that you're doing to become what you are destined to be. They hate who you are, because it is, and I'm going to tell you why they hate who you are. It's because they're uncomfortable with where they are. And instead of making a move, they will decide to hate on you. And instead of celebrating what you're doing, they decide to run their mouths. See, Cain killed Abel. But sometimes we have some people in our lives within our own family who decide to kill, not us physically, but to kill the dreams that we have and kill the assignment and kill our fervor to accomplish what we need to accomplish. In some way, shape, or form, we have been surrounded by dream killers. By dream killers. We can talk about the people around us that ain't in our family, that we called our friends, that we called our family, that they ain't really our family, they're not in our bloodline. We can talk about that until we're blue in the face. We can talk about friendships and relationships and jealousy within that, and that is a story, that is a topic within itself. But let's talk about when your own bloodline, talk to me, y'all. When your own bloodline exhibits the Cain complex. See, when you make a decision to say, as in what 1 Corinthians 16:9 says, that I will stay here because a great opportunity for a great work is in front of me, and there is opposition. When you decide, in spite of all people say about what you're doing, and all people, and despite of all the thoughts and words and actions of people who try to derail you from your purpose, you're going to stay here because a great opportunity to do a great work, to be an example, to be a light in darkness, to do something that nobody else has done in your own family, whether that's graduating college, whether that's opening a business, whether that's being in having financial freedom, whether that is attacking something that is mental, that has been mentally draining, whether that's finally attacking a situation in your life that you have held back for years, you will be faced with opposition. And there are some people in our lives that will take, and it would take the time to do the necessary and unnecessary things to destroy and kill the dreamer and the purpose that lies within you. The purpose to get healed. The purpose and the plan to get delivered. The purpose and the plan to break generational curses. The purpose and the plan to become something that you never, that before this time, and before you had this confidence and this boldness to be something you have been called to be. Talk to me, somebody. Have you ever dealt with anybody who has had Cain complex? Let me flip it around so I don't make it seem like it's about everybody else, because you already know what Tuesday's episode was about. Nobody else but me. Have you ever been on the other side of that? I'm triggering somebody right now at this point. On both ends, you doubly triggered at this point. And I'm not saying that in arrogance, and I don't mean to trigger anybody, but I just needed to lay this on your doorstep. And walk on off, and enjoy you. And I've been in good afternoon, y'all. May the Lord bless you real good. We'll get you up out of here. Listen, have you ever been on the other side of this, where you've had Cain complex, where you have been jealous, you have been envious, you have been bitter, you have been mad because somebody else is doing better than you? And they celebrate another person more than you do. More than they celebrate you. And they talk about another person in your family and what they're doing more than they talk about you. But instead of continuing your own path to greatness, you choose Oh, here it is. You choose violence. Don't act like you ain't never chose violence. And we're not just talking about physical violence. Y'all know the move. Y'all don't understand. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. Y'all chose violence. Y'all done said something about a sibling behind their back. We've all been what the OJ said, shiftless, shady, selfish kind of people. Shiftless, shady, jealous types of people. We've been like that at some point. Where we should have just said, congratulations, and I'm proud of what they're doing. But I still got to do what I have to do. I still have a path that I have to follow. My journey is not their journey. And when you understand that your journey is not their journey, what everybody else has to say, oh, you better do this. Oh, because such and such doesn't. You better bring it because this person, just they're doing this. Why can't you do this? Because they're doing this. When everybody has something, you're not worried about that. Because you know, deep down in your heart, that in spite of what everybody else has to say about what you're doing compared to what others are doing, especially within your own family, you know that you're not following the plan of a family member. You're following the plan that God has placed in your life. And I know I'm sounding preachy right now, but I need you to understand that this is not a season to have the Cain complex. This is not the season to be jealous of somebody within your bloodline based on the fact that they're doing something great, because we don't know how they got there. We don't know the tears that they've cried. We don't know how late that we don't know the nights that they've gone without sleep. We don't know what they've had to sacrifice. We don't know the barriers they had to break. We don't know the hurdles they had to jump over, the walls they had to climb, the walls they had to break down, the mountains they had to climb. We just don't know. Nobody knows what the other person has been through unless they disclose that information. The Cain complex. Have you ever dealt with somebody who's had it? But on the other side, have you ever been that person who has exhibited the behaviors of Cain complex? What are the behaviors of the Cain complex? Well, it's very simple. I'm glad you asked. Here are some examples here's some examples of what Cain complex breeds. Cain complex breeds bitterness. Have you ever been bitter? We all have. Show of hands. I know you can't see me, and I can't see you. But for research purposes, I just need to know, have you ever been bitter? Have you ever been bitter of somebody within your own family? Have you ever been jealous of your own brother? Have you ever been bitter about what your sister is doing that you're not doing? Cain complex breeds bitterness. It breeds unnecessary competition. Unnecessary competition. Where I have to live up to what such and such is doing. I have to live up to what my cousin is doing, and what my uncle is doing, and what my aunt is doing, and what my brother is doing, what my sister is doing, what this person is doing. I got to live up to that. I'm in an unnecessary competition where I've been forced to compete with somebody I should celebrate, because I've been filled with bitterness and anger. And this third thing, jealousy. So I'm in a fierce competition, trying to compete. I'm pulling my hair out. I'm losing myself. I'm losing my sense of identity. I'm losing my sense of purpose because of an unnecessary competition. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been in an unnecessary competition and it has taken you out of your character? I'm here to let you know that within the Cain complex, you are faced with a situation where unnecessary competition will happen if you expose yourself and open yourself up to being bitter, angry, and jealous of somebody else. Number four, and you've heard me talk about this, unfair comparisons. Unnecessary competition, but it also breeds unfair comparisons. I have been, and I'm just going to be real with you, for years, I'm a late bloomer, y'all. I'm a late bloomer. I didn't get started on a lot of the things that I'm doing until way later. I didn't become what I was destined to be until later. And I'm still working on what I'm called to be. I'm still working on it. It's a everyday, it's an ongoing work. It is a continuous work. You never stop working on that because you never want to lose your sense of identity. But for so many years, I was compared to family members. What they're doing, what they've accomplished, and why haven't you done what they're doing? And why can't you just be them? You've heard me do an episode on this about when you are compared to other people and what they're doing, that you have to have the boldness and the gumption to say, they ain't me and I ain't them. But for so long, I placed myself in unfair and unnecessary competition with family members because of unfair comparisons. Oh, but when you understand that no journey is alike, the unfair comparisons don't matter, because you know deep down in your heart that you are called to be something and you are on God's timing, not the timing of other people. Because when it all comes down to it, God's timing is the best timing. And God's plan is the best plan. Stop allowing people to put you in situations that breed unnecessary competition through unfair comparisons. Unnecessary competition through unfair comparisons. And number five, the Cain complex breeds hatred. I don't ever want to be in a position in my life where I hate a family member based on the fact that they're doing something that I'm not, because I didn't take the initiative to take a step, make a move within my own life to accomplish something. I never want to be in that position where jealousy, hatred become my downfall, the ending of a purpose, the ruining of a future. I never want to be in a situation where, because of bitterness and jealousy and unfair comparisons and unnecessary competition, and this fervor and this lust to try to be on a level that I wasn't called to be on. That I hate somebody. It takes a lot to hate somebody. It takes a long time to hate somebody. You know, they always say hate is a strong word. Hate is a strong feeling as well. Never put yourself in a position where you hate somebody based on the fact that they're doing something that you're not. And never allow people's hate to put you in a position where you stoop to their level. So again, I ask, have you ever been on either side of this coin? Where people have exhibited the Cain complex, or you have exhibited these actions, these examples. To get away from the Cain complex, you must release yourself from the, and you've heard me say this as well, you must release yourself from the gravitational pull of the opinions of people, the gravitational pull of the comparison trap, the gravitational pull of unnecessary competition, of bitterness, of hatred, of vitriol and jealousy. And say, listen, I thank God for their journey, for my family member's journey. I thank God and I pray that they're doing, that they continue to flourish, to be great, and to walk in the trueness and authenticity of who they are. But I will not stoop down to a level where I am jealous of them for walking in their own truth, in their own identity, in their own purpose, in their own calling. Will not stoop to that level. Because my own purpose is at stake. My own dreams are at stake. And if I'm jealous of the next person, I'll never be able to handle and never be able to receive properly the purpose that's within what's that is on my own life. So I encourage you this week that if you are exhibiting the Cain complex, know you're not entitled to a cash compensation, and you do not need to see a doctor. All it takes is a step of faith to say enough is enough. I'm not going to sit here and exhibit jealousy and bitterness. I'm not going to take that time. I'm not going to add that to my life. That adds too much stress to my life, and we're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do whatever I can to pray and protect the purpose of my own life. Pray and protect and nurture and hold accountable people around me, including my family members who are walking on an authentic path towards their purpose. Because when they win, I win. And when I win, they win. We're going to win together. Now, this is not to say that the Cain complex is just solely and mutually exclusive to family. You can have some friends of yours that exhibit these same behaviors. You can have some people you thought you were close to that smile in your face. All the while they want to take your place. They want to stab you in the back. They smile in your face, but they want to take you out of here. They want to kill your dreams. They want to be where you are. They talk behind your back. They talk about how stupid your ideas are and how stupid your what you're stupid and unrealistic they are. This is not mutually exclusive to just family, your bloodline. This is exclusive to extended family members, ones that are fake brothers and our fake cousins and all of that, and the ones that we call brother and we call sister and we call family. Not only must you watch your bloodline, but you must watch the company that you keep. So I encourage you this week to grow, mature, release yourself from the gravitational pull of the Cain complex, because your destiny is more important than jealousy and vitriol. You must release yourself from the pull of the Cain complex. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.